With the 4th of July holiday smack dab in the middle of the week, one might figure it wouldn't be much of a news week. Oh, contraire, newsprint breath. Back when the news guys wore their press card in the brim of their fedora, summertime was known as the silly season because there wasn't a whole lot of news going on, and weird stories that otherwise wouldn't made headlines. And sometimes they just made up the news. You see, fake news was not invented by Donald Trump's enemies. In fact, fake news was responsible for starting at least a couple of wars. But no one needed to make the fake this week. Although some of it sounded made up, the week started with a youth soccer team being found alive after 9 days in a flooded Thailand cave. Here in Arizona, a 92-year-old woman was arrested for shooting and killing her 70-something son because she didn't want to go to a care home. A woman protesting U.S. immigration policy tried to climb the Statue of Liberty. On July 4th, South African Game Reserve Rangers discovered the remains of two, possibly three, rhino poachers that they believe were eaten by a pride of lions. You see, karma don't care if you think the news it creates sounds fake or not. And to round out the week that was crazy, a report that Donald Trump sent a gift to North Korea's Kim Jong-un, a CD of Elton John singing Rocket Man. Yeah, the nickname that the Donald bestowed on the Kim was from this song, which during their face-to-face meeting last week, Kim Jong-un apparently told President Trump he'd never even heard before. I don't know which is harder to believe, that Trump would send this song to Kim, that Kim had never heard the song before, or that even as backward as North Korea is, that they still listen to CDs.